Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Josh Vernier. I also want to play something for you guys that our boss man Steven Spector had to say. We might start a new segment called Spector Says. He always has one interesting take on the game. Instead of me telling you it, we should just play for you what he had to say. All right, before we get to that, let me give you guys one college parlay that you should play this week. Let me give you one NFL parlay that you should play. So I'll give you a game. Rob will give you a pick. We'll do both in college and the NFL, and hopefully we make you a little bit of money. We made you guys money in week 2 of the college football season. I don't know why you're not listening to us. All right, Rob. For college football, I am going to take Alex Orji. For those of you who don't know who he is the starting quarterback now at Michigan. Now, he is a run-first quarterback. They had a different quarterback, Davis Warren. He got replaced. You know what the running quarterback does when things go wrong? He runs. This is not a game in which you think he's going to throw for a lot of yards. Think of him like a lesser version of Avery Johnson. 1-2 read. If it's not there, I'm going to take off. The lines usually are not reflective of that early on. So his rush yards are kind of low in this one. It's at 45.5. I'm taking the over. I actually think Michigan has a chance to pull off the upset here. I like USC. They are not Texas. USC is not going in to the big house and rolling over the Wolverines. I think they're going to be scrappy. I think they're going to be far more competitive than they were a couple of weeks ago against the Longhorns. Give me Alex Orji. I'm going to take his over on rush yards.
I like LSU this weekend, -21.5. They are playing in Baton Rouge against UCLA. UCLA is real bad. I don't know if you saw it, and there was no reason to see it this weekend. UCLA at home lost to Indiana. I know they're calling themselves 9-Windiana right now, but and that's a cute little saying, but Indiana should not be thumping you in the Rose Bowl. It's West team going east into a literal swamp in Baton Rouge. LSU -21.5. You play Orji over and LSU -21.5 over on our friends at FanDuel, and you get +271, Carrington.
All right, go ahead and take you a little +271. That's not bad action at all. All right, for my NFL bet this week, I'm going to go off the grid again. I'm not going to give you a game. I'm going to give you a pick. I'm going to give you Tank Dell over on rush yards. It's all about finding and exploiting something in the So you might be thinking, well, Tank Dell plays wide receiver. Factor this in. Joe Mixon banged up for this team, so they're not going to have their usual starting running back. What if I told you that so far this season, Tank Dell already has 51 rushing yards? You're telling me his over-under is at 5.5? He's also going to get the opportunities. So I think the number's way too low here. I think they use him in the run game. I think he has 1 or 2 rushes, and he gets at least 6 yards rushing. Give me the over for Tank Dell.
I will take the Detroit Lions -3. This feels like an overreaction line. The Cardinals were salty in week 1 against the Bills. They dominated the Rams last week. They are a better football team than we think, but the Lions had a bad week at home against Baker Mayfield, and I think they're being a little bit undervalued here. Everyone thinks the Lions are the better team. I think they bounce back. If I know I'm giving away a few points, but I like the Lions -3 at Arizona. You play Tank Dell rushing yards and the Lions -3. Play that and you get +244, Carrington.
All right. Those are our two parlays for the weekend. We'll see how we do in college football and the NFL. I want to play this cut for you guys before we catch up with Vern. Vern's going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. We'll get back to the Kansas City Royals.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.